who specialises in two things, the Anglo-Jewish community and heavy metal, but he's going to talk about neither of those two things tonight. He's going to talk about why he wants you to help send him to Luxembourg. Keith.
Hi everybody, I'm Keith Frank Harris, and I'm on a mission, a quest, a journey to find the best water skier in Luxembourg. Who is he or she? What sort of person are they? What motivates them? I have no idea, but I want to hear their story. And it isn't just me that's on the hunt for the best water skier in Luxembourg. Oh no. Luxembourg is abuzz with my mission, and the cities, towns and villages of the Grand Duchy positively throb with the haunting refrain, who is the best water skier in Luxembourg? Who is the best water skier in Luxembourg? If you don't believe me, look at this. This is the cover of Luxembourg's top English language magazine of earlier this week. It says, is it you? And is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it me? Well, in a way it is me. I'm not literally the best water skier in Luxembourg. In fact, I've never been to Luxembourg, and I've actually never been water skiing either. But I do know what it's like to be a big fish in a small pond. I'm, as John said, a sociologist, and I'm an expert in two small fields, the academic study of the Anglo-Jewish community and the academic study of heavy metal. And for years now, I used to joke that this was like being the best water skier in Luxembourg, or the best table tennis player in Latvia. And then a few months ago, the idea seized me. What would it be like to actually meet the best water skier in Luxembourg and explore their world? And then the idea of the book was born. I travelled the world, visiting the first of all the best water skier in Luxembourg, and then I travel on to find other big fish in small ponds. The Icelandic Special Forces, who are known, and I did not make this up, as the Viking Squad. The top bassoonist in Finland. Do you see my PowerPoint skills on show there? The most popular heavy metal band in Botswana. That is actually them, they're called Crackdust. The most popular politician on St. Helena. The greatest living Surinamese novelist. I couldn't find an illustration of that, so it's just a Suriname flag.